Well, generally going very well. The quality of fruit coming off and the yield has been excellent, and size good. So the growers are looking forward to a good season of really, really good quality fruit going into the marketplace, and that's always what the growers plan for. And it's good to work with excellent fruit.
Now, of course, it is early days. We're about a month in, I think, 2 or 3 weeks even into the harvest. That's the peak time, I guess, when you really want to get your fruit onto the market. What have those prices really been like at this early stage of the harvest season?
Well, in the first few weeks, very good prices. It's excellent. But that's dropped off in the last week, quite significantly, actually, and it's of concern to growers. And I guess that's caused by two principal factors that I can read. One is that a lot of growers now planting early varieties, and those plantings are now coming into production and putting a lot more fruit into the marketplace early. There also seems to be a bit of a tardiness, I suppose, or slowness of consumers taking up new season fruit too. And as a result, we have quite a large supply of fruit on the market that's not moving as quickly as we'd like. And that has caused a drop in prices.
So really there's been a flood of fruit onto the market, and it's really interesting the strategy that a lot of people have is that early varieties to try and get the fruit into the market when there's that premium price on offer. But obviously everyone's had the same idea, and that's seen such a large volume of fruit going through.
Yeah, that's right, and it's important for many reasons. The growers like to get cash flow going to meet the costs. Obviously, costs are high, and that's the attraction. But as you said, everybody's jumped on the bandwagon there, and that's now causing a bit of an oversupply. But I think the anticipation is that the fruit will move more quickly as we move through the next weeks and months, and clear, and then hopefully we'll get back to a sort of steady flow of fruit and reasonable prices.
And in terms of the consumers, you mentioned they've also been a little bit slow to uptake some of the fruit varieties this year. What do you put that down to?
Look, I'm not sure whether it's economics or whether it's just they haven't caught up with the fact that fruit's out there so early. I mean, October is really early when you think about stone fruit, and perhaps haven't picked it up yet. We hope that'll change, and we'll see a good volume of sales go through in the coming weeks and months.
Now, of course, another factor which does influence consumer patterns is quality of fruit. And you mentioned the quality has been good. We have seen some rain around, particularly last week. What impact has that had, if any, on the quality of fruit, particularly with issues such as brown rot?
In the Remark area, generally no effect at all, maybe a minor amount. We were very fortunate there in that we were on the edge of that storm front that went through, but those that had heavy falls in the Loxton Wakefield area, I haven't been in contact, so I'm not sure just what's happened there, but I would imagine there would have been some damage if fruit is close to harvest time, and that's always the sensitive time for stone fruit.
Certainly is a sensitive time, also a very busy time, particularly for you. You've personally right through your apricots at the moment. So how's that all been going on your place?
Very good, very hectic and testy. Excellent crops, and we're just about halfway through the varieties that I've got. But it's been a good year for apricots this year.
And how would you describe more broadly, I guess, the state of the stone fruit industry at the moment? Given that we are seeing more and more quantity of fruit, I guess, come onto the market, how do you see the prospects going forward? Really, there's a lot of fruit going into a small market.
Look, I think we're always positive. The growers are always positive. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. Hopefully, that they can have a good season. I think generally it works out fairly well with the varieties that we're now growing. They're more consumer orientated, if you like, in terms of flavour and taste, and that's the expectation that the consumer has, that they can buy with confidence good fruit that they're going to enjoy eating. And that's what the grower needs to be aware of when planting and selecting varieties and so forth. Not just a handling quality, but an eating quality. It's very important. And I think that's very much more in the minds of growers now, and we're seeing better eating fruit going through. So that will help then the future of the industry, which looks quite strong and bright.